This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We are live on the Tom Chenault Show. This is Marianne Niehaus. I'm going to be hosting with our incredible co-host, John Fogg. Are you there? John? Hello? We don't have John? Oh, my gosh. No John yet. Oh, no. Okay. Well, I think we have Todd and Blake Graham, so we might be bringing them on a little bit sooner than we thought. I will see if we can get a hold of John and go from there. Anyway, let's just go ahead and get Todd and Blake on.
Hello, Marianne.
Todd, how are you?
This is Blake. I get called Todd a lot, but especially Blake.
Oh, Blake. Oh, my gosh. Blake. Well, you guys are kind of inseparable in a lot of different ways, right?
Well, it's interesting. We've been partners for so long that at any convention, if somebody says Todd, I look around to see if he's there, and if he's not, I just answer.
You just answer. You're like, I'm standing right here. I'm standing right here. Well, I think we have. Wait a minute. No, we lost. So we lost Todd. All right. And Todd's here. All right, now Todd's here. Todd, are you there?
I am. Hello.
All right. All right, so we've got Blake, and we've got Todd, and we're here live on the Tom Chenault Show. So this is pretty exciting. You know, I was giving Tom such a hard time because he's doing so much traveling, and John as well. So we're just going to have to start calling it the Tom Chenault Marianne Niehaus Show.
That's right.
And right. And then that way, when people come on, you know, it doesn't matter who they get, they'll know that it's going
to
be one of
them.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, one day he did it from a yacht. He did the show from, he was on a yacht and I was in studio. So, it's pretty fun. We just do whatever we need to do and make it happen. And, you know, that's what network marketing is all about too, right? Doing whatever you need to do and making it happen. So I want to see if I can get a hold. I'm going to have somebody, give John a call. I don't know if he's having a technical difficulty and not able to call in, but he was so excited about having you guys on today. I want him, to have that opportunity to do the interview. And one of the things that we really wanted to talk about was something you already alluded to, was the partnership that you guys have and how that has worked in network marketing. So talk a little bit, because I have this book that John just recently wrote, and I was fascinated when I was reading your stories about how your lives kind of came together and then went apart and came back together again. So who was in network marketing first?
That would be Blake. Yeah.
All right, so talk a little bit about that.
All right, well, I had been in network marketing, first introduced to it when I was in college, and I'd spent a couple of years in Japan, and there was a network marketing company, a rather large one, that was opening up in Japan, and some of its distributors asked me to translate for them. And in the course of translation, I learned about nutrition, I learned about network marketing. I was, interestingly enough, actually an econ major in the pre-med program at the university I was at. And I ended up doing a thesis on network marketing and really fell in love with the nutritional industry at the same time. And when that company went over to Japan, I decided that I wanted some of that residual income. I was actually looking at it more like a scholarship to try to help me get through medical school. I wanted to go to Harvard Medical School, and that's very expensive, and so I was thinking if I could have just a little bit of residual income, that would make a big difference. And I went over to Japan with this company, and I ended up spending about 4 years there, came back from Japan, got back into school, and then ran into Todd Smith. And he was working with Dr. Wallach, and I had actually gotten 3 of Dr. Wallach's audio cassettes in the mail before I finally listened to it. But when I listened to it, I liked it so much. When he said he was working with Dr. Wallach, I was kind of intrigued. I'm like, the Dr. Wallach? How can I have 3 of his audio cassettes when he hasn't started his own company yet? And Todd explained it to me. A lot of companies were using his audio cassette to market their products. And then he invited me to go into business with him. And I took a look at the products. I took a look at the company. I loved the message so much. We jumped in. Now, I can't tell you that I was an expert in network marketing. I've been in for a few years. But I wasn't a huge distributor. In 4 years, we had built probably a team of about 800 people. So there was a lot of struggles that I had there. Hadn't really got a full-time income from it. Had more of a part-time income from it. And working with Todd, we had a huge turnaround. And I can tell you, it's a lot more fun to work with people you like than it is to work on your own.
Well, I agree. I agree with that. And, you know, one of the things was that you mentioned is that in the beginning you weren't all that good, right? And I think so many times people don't take the time to learn the skills that it takes to do this kind of profession. So then you had your agenda, and Todd, what was your agenda?
Well, my agenda is I needed to build a business because that's just my livelihood. So
yeah, because you had a few kids.
I did at that time. I had 3 at home, and they were a set of triplets, so they were 3 infants, and I had quit my job in order to stay in school, and so I had started this business with Dr. Wallach, then partnering with Blake, in order to support the family. So for me, it was my livelihood. This business had to work. We had to make it work. And
right.
When I ran back into Blake, I realized at that point that Blake had a lot more experience in network marketing than I did. I had accumulated a little bit of resources as far as inventory and some cash to help us kind of seed the business. But Blake had a lot more experience and understanding of the industry. And so, you know, together we decided to partner up and that we would be able to work faster and better and more effectively together than you know, trying to do things on our own.
Yeah. Well, we are good. Well, we've got a few more minutes here, and then we're going to take a break. And then when we get back, we're still working on getting John on here, is when I want you to go into, and generically,
you got him,
of course.
You got him.
Oh, yay. He's here.
Hey, you know,
exciting.
I started to write a song parody this morning. Deck the Halls with Stress and Folly.
Oh.
I am so sorry. It's all my fault. Marianne didn't do anything. Blake is a joy. Oh, well. Hi, everybody.
Oh, well.
Happy holidays.
Well, there's no blame going around here. You know, we all just, we are doing what we're doing, and we just got to go from there. And Todd and Blake share a little bit about how they had a little bit of networking experience and how they came together, and then talking about, you know, what I wanted to go into the next segment, and you can ask the questions because you're so good at that, is how this partnership, you know, generically, whether it's with whatever company, how they've made it, you know, work over the years when a lot of other people haven't been able to. So I think that's...
From day one in network marketing, I heard that partnership, other than husband and wife, was the kiss of death. These guys have been doing it for almost 20 years.
Yeah. And they make up for each other. And I think that's, you know, some of the things that we talk about, the expertise. You know, Todd was saying how, you know, Blake had more experience, and yet Todd had some things that he could bring to the table, and together they were able to create this partnership, like you said, for 20 years and make it work and be really successful, top of your game, really, in network marketing. And So,
well,
with that
Blake,
said,
Blake
John.
Is really, Blake is really smart and Todd is really nice.
Is that what it is? Is that what the difference is?
I think so.
I thought they were both smart. I mean, Blake's going to school to be, you know,
right.
for
pre-med.
And,
nice. That's really true.
I know it. Todd's a little, and, yeah. Go to law school.
Law school and an MBA, that's right. And I'm actually smart enough to know that I don't know everything.
And that might be what makes the partnership work, right?
Well, yeah. Now, when you look at a partnership, and I think one of the things that really helped this partnership is that we actually had a great role model, and that was Todd's father had been in real estate for a number of years, actually was a dentist, went into real estate, and he had a partner, and as we would do this, you know, Todd had learned a lot watching his father and his father's partnership, and so that might be best to have Todd kind of talk about why he was looking for a partner in the business, because he approached me very graciously, and I'm so glad that he did.
Well, like I say, Blake knew all the stuff that I needed to know, and I didn't. So if we could partner up, I'd benefit from that, right? The truth of the matter is that if a partnership is good, it's really, really good. Now, if a partnership goes sour, it can be really, really bad. And so, thankfully, you know, Blake and I have found ways to work together for, like you say, a very long time and be better as a result of having the two of us. One of the things that is vital, I think, in a partnership, there's a few aspects that have to exist, and one is you have to have the ability for both sides to be able to speak openly but without getting defensive about it. And so you can have opinions and they can differ, but everybody, both sides are going to be respectful of each other's opinions, knowing that, you know, one way or another, we're going to find a way to make it work. And that's the overall idea. Look, we're trying to find the best solution for this. You have your opinion, I have mine. What can we do that's going to be a compromise that's going to satisfy both? And why do you feel the way you do? And why do I feel the way I feel? And usually, if we allow the time to be able to discuss that and work it out, we end up with a solution or an idea that's better than either of ours. And so it really can be synergistic. I think another thing that has helped us in our partnership is that there were a few core values that you know, neither of us were ever going to budge on. And some
right.
of those were moral values. Some of them were, you know,
hey, Todd. Values. Todd, we're going to take a break. I'm sorry. So hang on to that thought, and we'll be back on the Tom Chenault Show right after this.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-727-9639. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-727-9639. That's 1-800-727-9639. Call 1-800-727-9639.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing thing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show, and it is Saturday. We're having a great afternoon, and I hope you guys are too. We've got John Fogg, who was a little MIA in the beginning, but he made it in, and we're excited. And we've got Todd Smith and Blake Graham, and we're talking about partnerships in network marketing. And so, where were we?
Well, where Todd left off talking about their shared values, which I... I'm guessing he's saying that's the fundamental, that's the essential ingredients, those are the essential ingredients that keep the partnership together. So I'm certainly curious as to what their shared values were.
Well, that's a good question. I would say, you know, one of them is a commitment to hard work. There's never, ever been any concern either way of one person's going to be working harder than the other, or one's pulling or pushing harder. There are obvious times in life where, you know, because of family demands or changes of, you know, things that happen where one might be, but the overall idea is that we're both going to be doing our best, and there's never a concern. So that principle and value of hard work, the principle and value of being ethical and fair and honest, those are core, you know, values to both of us. And, you know, we both take our faith very seriously. And so, you know, from the beginning, we've said, you know, we're going to leave one day a week aside where we're, you know, going to spend with our families. We're not going to focus on our business on that day. And, you know, you just draw some lines in the sand and say, this is who we are and this is what we stand for as a partnership, as an organization. And it's carried through into, you know, the distributors and our team. And it's been very valuable.
You guys also have...
I would probably add that we also want to make sure that it's always a win-win for everybody involved, that we don't have to ever look at building our success on... you know, by harming someone else. We always want to do it by helping someone else. And that focus on making sure that everyone we work with, all of our all of the people that get in and try the products, the people that we work with in the business, that they all have a positive experience, I think, is something else. But and to that, the final thing is probably passion. You've got to be excited about what you do. And we both really love what we do. We love seeing the changes in people's lives. And even if we know that even if Todd steps away because he's got a much bigger family than I do. We started and he had triplets and I was still single at the time. But even if he steps away and goes to Bolivia for a month for a soccer camp, I know when he's got this drive to work because he's so passionate about what we do that whenever he gets back, he's right back at it. And having different personalities gives us different strengths and different ways that we can contribute. There are definitely things that Todd does much better than I do, and I like to think that there are things that I can contribute in as well. And I think that makes a good partnership. But we didn't go into this saying we're going to have a partnership for 17-plus years. We went into it and said, let's do this to get us through school. And it just grew and grew and grew that it has turned into so much more than that. And for that, I am very, very thankful.
Blake, one of the things that you just mentioned was in terms of helping people rather than harming people. I know that your prospecting approach is based on how can you help people? Not about the products, not about the comp plan necessarily, but what can you do to help? Is that something you two shared at the get-go, or did that evolve? Did you comment to that?
That's a great question, and the answer to that is actually a little bit longer, because one of my frustrations in the beginning, when I was with the previous company, you know, I worked really hard, but I was kind of taught that you make a list of everyone you know when you go out there and approach them, right? You go and try to recruit them, and it was really focused on us and how many people did we recruit. And one of the things that made a huge difference, and it's partially because of the message, so working with Dr. Wallach, you know, there was such a help, kind of a message or a mission behind it, that we were able to take the focus off us and put it on other people. And that's something that naturally, working with Todd, we said, okay, how can we help other people? And originally, looking at this, Todd's experience had not been so much the network marketing as it was, how do we help people be healthy? And we were able to take that approach, and it's kind of evolved that even when we're talking about the business, one of the phrases that we like to use and a principle we like to teach is to take the focus off you and put it on the other person and ask yourself, how can what you're doing help this person? And if you do that, then one of the magical things is I think there's a lot less stress in the recruiting process because you're not worried about you, you're worried about them. And then sometimes when people say no, the timing is not right, or for whatever reason, maybe they just don't get it, instead of feeling rejected, you almost feel like sorry for the other person that they didn't see this incredible opportunity, this incredible minute.
All right. Hey, Blake, I'm sorry. We're going to take a quick break, but hold that thought, and we'll be back right after this. We're on the Tom Chenault Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show. We've got John Fogg. John, I haven't talked with you for a long time, and I'm so excited to have you back on the show. You have been doing some traveling and been doing some presenting. And how do you like that?
I did it for so many years and then stopped. It's kind of odd. I wanted to be on stage my whole life, and then I got on stage, and I did it, and I mean, I've done it in space. I've stood in front of 25,000 people in Moscow's Olympic Stadium for an hour and a half. My whole thing is, if I'm going to be up there, I just want people to get stuff that's going to help them do their business better, And that's all I focus on, and that's all it really means to me, Marianne. How well can I do that?
Right. Does somebody take something away from what you have said? You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's no point. I mean, we're supposed to be somewhat entertaining, but it's edutainment. You know, I want people to be educated. I want somebody to walk away from something I say with something they can put to work and help them be more successful. That's the whole point. It's one of the reasons why I have such admiration for Blake and Todd. I mean, I've been blessed to attend a couple of their breakout trainings. And what caused me to get devoted to these guys is the value that they give in practical understanding. I mean, we can all learn more and we can all understand more, but they focus on, okay, and here's what you do with that. Here's how you can use that. And boy, that is what is so very, very needed all throughout this profession.
I agree. And so, where were we with Todd? Who was talking? I almost forgot now. Oh, it was Blake. Were you talking?
Well, I was, but I finished with that idea. I think it's good for Todd to go next.
Oh, okay.
One of the things I would love, Marianne, to know, and unless you've got something on the tip of your head there, is they spoke about, and it's obvious when you're in a partnership and Todd goes to Bolivia for soccer camp and Blake can pick up the slack. What about strengths and weaknesses? Are there ways that these two guys interplay with each other where, hey, Blake's really better at that than I am, or man, this is Todd's sweet spot. So, you know, how do they play that back and forth?
Well, we do a lot of that actually, because we definitely have different skill sets, and over the years by watching each other we've actually been able to branch into each other's as well. But you know, Blake definitely is much, much better at understanding the compensation and the numbers. And he's also just a nicer guy and more understanding with people than I am. And, so whenever there's a conflict, I tend to send them to Blake, because Blake can give some soothing, understanding words, and it avoids my getting frustrated or my tendency to maybe be short with somebody. So, and over the years, I've gotten a little bit more understanding and gentle as a result of having Blake's characteristics rub off on me. So, you know, we play to each other's strengths, and we learn, you know, from each other to try and gain those strengths as well. But, you know, one of the things that I think has been really helpful for us, if you read Bob Crisp's book, you know, The Raising a Giant, Feeding a Giant, he talks about how his organization rose, and then he talks about a time when his organization fell. And if you really dig into that, you realize that the one thing that caused that fall was he lost the relatedness between his organization and his line of leadership. See, when you're leading a large organization, there have to be leaders that the people who are joining can relate to and relate with. And it's very, very hard if you're one person to be able to be everything to everyone. But the more you can stretch that out and broaden that, the more related and appeal and relatedness you have to your organization. And then also, that allows you to bring in a broader spectrum of leaders. So one of the things that's benefited Blake and I in our organization, and I think our entire team, has been this breadth of leadership and different characteristics, different background, different skill sets, as you say, John. And part of that ties to being able to work in partnerships, because partnerships allow a multiplicity of personalities, people, and characteristics and talents.
Do you go as far as to identify people in your organization and say, okay, Blake, I'm going to work with this gal, or I'm going to work with this guy, or I think you'd be better for this person? Do you do that?
Well, we do that, but I think it happens more naturally rather than directed. I mean, the people will just naturally gravitate to Blake, or they'll gravitate to me, or they'll gravitate to one or the other of us, depending on the situation, the topic, or the issue. And so it's more of a natural selection as opposed to, you know, a proactive, hey, you know,
this is going to be a best fit. But we do that a lot with our leaders, especially if we see that somebody's struggling in an area that someone else has had that experience. We tee them up and connect them all the time, because that's, or connect them through a tool or a recording we have of them, because that relatedness is so important for a person to be able to, you know, get out of their comfort zone and take action in network marketing, talking to people, you know, get out of the closet as a network marketer. They have to feel that they have a base of leadership that they can tie into and that they relate with.
I'd like to talk to you about tools, because I know that you guys have been, I was going to say aggressive, and I don't want to be misunderstood that you're excessively heavy about marketing these things, but you know the importance of tools to the extent that you've created a tools business to support growing organizations and people using it. Talk a little bit with all of us, please, about tools and their importance and how you guys recommend using them.
If I can go on that one first. This kind of came about when I actually had a family emergency. I was supposed to be given a presentation to a group of people, and I had a family emergency and had to cancel. I couldn't get out there. And the local distributor, we asked, well, can you take care of the meeting? And she said to me, well, Blake, I just can't do it like you do it. And to me, that was kind of an eye-opener, because I had heard in network marketing this principle of duplication, and that's when I just realized, if I'm doing it in a way that other people can't do it, well, then I'm doing it wrong. And so we quickly learned that if we're going to grow in this business, one of the things that we have to do is make it easier for other people to do it. And so that led to the formation of, like, an audio cassette at the time, turned into a CD where I would interview Dr. Wallach and just talk about the product. That way, instead of me having to teach other people about the products, they could just listen to a CD and learn about the products. I mean, we already had the Dead Doctors Don't Lie, which was such a fantastic tool. But to add to those tools, anytime there was a principle that needed to be duplicated in the organization, if there was a tool there, then it made it easier for us. And so we didn't start it out to have a tools business. We just realized that we needed to have tools in order to get duplication. And that's what started it. And it was a good move for us, because suddenly we had more time freedom. It was easier to duplicate. It was more effective to duplicate. And we would get people that would learn things that we didn't have the time to personally teach them, but they would use the tools to do it. And so anytime you can use the tool to augment what we do to help develop leaders in the business, to help develop a customer base, those tools will just leverage our time and energy.
Have you found that there are some qualities that make great tools, that make tools more effective than others?
Absolutely. The number one thing that makes a tool effective is something that you kind of alluded to before, and that is the ability to impact the person using the tool, the ability to help them with their business, to give them some practical information as well as inspiration. And, you know, we always don't know what the magic components are going to be, but when we accomplish that purpose, people get excited about it. It helps to build the organization, and that makes for an effective tool. The other thing, the tool has to work with that person in their lifestyle. For example, we used a lot of CDs because people would listen to CDs while they drive. Well, there's a movement now for more MP3s where people can download it and listen to it again while they drive, but through their iPhone or their smartphone into their car stereo. And so there's a movement there, but it's got to work with the person's lifestyle. Originally, we had flip charts. We actually did, when we initially started, we actually did the slideshows. Nobody uses a slideshow anymore, so there's PowerPoints and PDFs and other things like that. But yes, those are just some of the principles, and Todd might have others.
Such as?
Well, the thing that I love about tools is, again, that relatedness. I might not be able to connect everybody with whom I need to as quickly as I need to, because one lives in Florida and the other one lives in Colorado, and they're not going to see each other unless they both go to the convention. And so for me to connect them, I might have to wait a few months to a year, or
Even then, it might not happen. But with a tool, I can say, I know exactly the person you need to hear because they went through the same thing or they had the same ideas or they had the same background. And so the tools allow us to spread out that breadth of experience, that breadth of relatedness so that people say, hey, you know, there are people like me, similar situations, doing the similar things, similar challenges. And all of a sudden you say, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And that's where the tools come in. It gives us the leverage, as Blake's talking about, and all those things. But it also allows us to have access to such a wider breadth of personalities, talents, experiences, and backgrounds.
And that's one of the reasons I love the Greatest Networkers in the World book, because you can open that up and people can read the stories in there and find people that say, oh, I'm like this person, or that person was in the kind of situation I'm in. And whenever people see those stories, they say, well, if she can do it and he can do it, then I think I can do it too. And we help to inspire people, give them that confidence that there's hope.
Marianne, how much time have we got in this segment?
You know what? We've got less than a minute, and then we're going to come back, and we've got a short segment after that.
Good. So I'll save my question, and we can kind of break ourselves. We're broken.
Yeah. Well, one of the things... real quick, is just I love the humanity factor of the human interaction of what these tools are and the idea of having a tool that fits into your lifestyle, because we all have different lifestyles, and so making a tool that works with your lifestyle versus trying to change your lifestyle. So we're going to be back right after this break, and you're listening to the Tom Chenault Show.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, we are back with the Tom Chenault Show, and we've got John Fogg on, and Blake Graham, and Todd Smith. And, you know, I wanted to add a little bit. I actually was on a cruise with Blake Graham several years ago, and I learned so much on that cruise. And I got to know Blake and his wife, and I think at the time, wasn't she, either was pregnant or, for your second. So you had your daughter there, and that was just so much fun to sit down with you, have dinner, and just really pick the brains of, you know, someone who's been in the industry and been around. And Todd, I haven't had that chance with you, not like John has, you know, to sit down and really experience that one-on-one. But I've loved reading the story about, and I know your story. You know, we all know everybody's story, right? Because that's really what this business is about. I just got to know a little bit more about your story in the book, so I appreciate all of that. And the other thing that I wanted to say was when you were talking about partnership and the things that you were looking for each other was this integrity level and how that was really important, those core values. And do you build your business with looking for people with those core values as well, your leaders?
Well, definitely, you know, we believe the core values that are important to us are probably generic and universal and important to everyone. One of the things that I feel very, very proud of as a company, as an organization, as a team, is that I believe that as people come in and become involved with, you know, the good folks that they're rubbing shoulders with and working with, that we all kind of raise the bar and become better. And so, you know, if we were lacking in a particular area or not as strong in one characteristic or attribute that we should be, hanging around people who are motivated, who are positive, who are honest, who work hard, we tend to rub off on each other and we all tend to be a little bit better. So whether we look for them initially or whether we just hope that together we become more so, the core values do play through, you know, the organization very strongly. And we constantly remind ourselves. I mean, that's one of the things that we have to do is keep ourselves in check because, you know, things can change in our lives and in the organization and you have to be watchful. You have to keep some of the stuff out or a group can go downhill very, very rapidly if you're not careful.
Yeah. John, you had a question.
Well, yeah, it goes to both of these guys are travelers, inveterate travelers. And I wonder if they can contrast building locally versus building long distance. And when I say long distance, I mean, you know, Blake has been building in Japan, lives in Japan, has lived in Japan for a good chunk of the year. And as he said, you know, Todd is traveling. They're all playing internationally now. Can you talk a little bit about the differences between being local and being at a distance?
Yeah, one of the differences is I think long-distance sponsoring forces you, if you're going to be effective, to find leaders. And that's really what we're looking for in a local market as well. But you're looking for people that are going to be proactive, that are going to take the opportunity and run with it, where they're going to be responsible for their own success instead of looking for you to do all the work. You know, we talk about building independent distributors instead of dependent distributors or codependent distributors. And so sometimes long-distance sponsoring can actually be very effective. The challenge is it's also very costly. And so one of the principles that one of my mentors taught me is if you want to go international, if you want to go be able to expand your business, he says work local to go international, to go and expand your business around, because you'll find people in your local area that will have the connections. So the basic principles don't really change. What does change is your ability to actually meet with them, and for good or bad, and if you're doing it right, obviously for good. But remember, in network marketing, we should never do for other people what they should do for themselves if we're trying to build leadership.
I like that.
Have you guys found what are the changes that you've seen in the nearly 20 years you've been doing this? Are people more open to network marketing in your experience, both in this country and in foreign lands?
In my experience, is that really in the United States, there's not a big change. People, and I think part of this is thanks to you, John. Back when I got involved in the early 1990s, we had this magazine come out, Success Magazine, with this article, a cover story, We Create Millionaires. And that was a very effective piece back then. But we still had the skeptics because they didn't understand it. And in our day, we actually have people with more experience in network marketing, that the change is many of them have already pre-developed an opinion. And so one of the things we do that I think it makes an effective, when you're trying to reach out to people, an effective conversation, is you have to be open and honest, yeah, from the very beginning. And one of the things that I love to tell people, and this goes back to the practical application, if you're looking for a partner and you've got somebody you'd like to work with, be willing just to have that conversation. I'd love to work with you. Now, they still have to find out for themselves if it's the right thing for them, because if they're not excited about it, it's not going to be a good partnership. And whether that means they're sharing a distributorship or signed up in the organization as partners, because we still partner with the people on our team, but that, I think we need to be genuine with people, and we need to be willing to address that person. And when they take a look at it, a lot of people fall in love with this because they overcome their preconceived notions.
All right.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.